maybe some people are surprised, but I think, you know, he said he was going to give it another 2 years. He gave it in that 2 years, you know, we won the Leinster final. And, you know, in the 5 years he was there, we contested three Leinster finals and won one. But I don't think it was any big surprise that that he decided to opt out this year, you know. I think it probably is time for, you know, maybe to look for someone or to take it over for to try and build a new team. Davey certainly, when he came in, you know, it was great enthusiasm. He got great support from the county and he got great support from the team. And it was a delight to go look at a lot of the games that he played. He came in with a system that a lot of people weren't too happy about, probably including myself. But it did stem the tide as regards, you know, maybe getting beaten by Kilkenny and getting beaten by the top teams. And, you know, he laid down a marker that he wasn't going to let too many scores in at one end and doing his best to try and get him at the other end. And he inherited a pretty good team coming into that, you know, with new talent coming in from the era of Liam Dunn, who a lot of those players that he had over the last number of years were with Liam, but he inherited one or two others as well, that sort of like Sir Rory O'Connor and a few top hurlers that came into it that have helped him to build a team that won us an Leinster title and were probably very unlucky not to reach an All-Ireland in 2019.
And we heard earlier today that the county board were actually keen for him to stay on, but it was Davey's decision to step away. Can you understand why they wanted them to stay on? And is that a surprise that they were keen on them staying?
You have to say he had a very professional setup in what he had, you know. He had JJ Dodd, Keith Rossiter, Sorcerer Bulfin was sort of his right-hand man, and Niall Corcoran and the backroom team they had as well was very professional. He's getting great support from the fan base as well, which is always good to have, you know. Some people wouldn't have been over, you know what I mean, they wouldn't have been too happy with him at times, but you know, he certainly gave his all to Wexford and Wexford gave their all back to him, and I think that's why he was successful in winning the Leinster title and being one of the top six or seven teams in Ireland over the last number of years.
There has been a bit of negativity around the last couple of years in particular, but I suppose a great signifier for a good manager is he leaving the side in a better position than he found it? And you know, you mentioned he did come in after Liam Dunn there in 2017, and are we closer to glory now than we were then? I think we are.
Well, what was happening at that time was that Liam was, you know, basically trying to build a new team, and as I said, we were beaten in one or two Leinster minor finals, and that talent was coming through. And he certainly, as I say, he brought a professional response with a lot of the people he brought in. But I think now, much the same, a lot of people, especially in Wexford, you know, won't forget the Leinster final in 2019. And what really made it special that day was the fact that we won the minor as well. So there is talent coming there now. So it gives someone else who's going to take over or get involved in it at this stage, you know that there is talent there. We had a very good minor team this year. We were unlucky last Wednesday night in the Leinster final as well. So there is talent coming through there. And I believe that whatever manager comes in there, that we have the players for to put it up to the best in Ireland.
And I know you don't have the answer, but the big question is now, who is going to be the next manager? But I suppose the question I'm kind of interested in is, what kind of style should that manager employ when he does come in? So would you go for somebody that has a similar style to Davey, a style that the players are used to playing for the last 5 years? Or would you go, you know, would you use this as a chance to go and rip up the rule book completely and go for somebody completely different?
Well, I don't know if you call it ripping up the rule book. Like, there was always a style in Wexford that, you know, very good on a high ball and very physical as well. And, you know, that is the type of hurling that, you know, 15 on 15, it seems that has gone out the window now with a lot of teams. But, you know, the teams who are really coming through and winning all Ireland are the teams who still basically go by that system. So I don't know who they'd have in mind. There is a lot of talk about people outside the county. I would like to think that there is talent inside the county, given the chance that they might be able to build a team, because they know a lot of these players. The one thing that you do have to have is when you're a manager of any county team now, especially the likes of Wexford or any of the top hurling teams, is, you know, you have to have time, because it is a very, very time-consuming. As much as it is time-consuming for the players, you can nearly double that for the management and the management team. So it's not that easy to put a team together when that's brought in. It is an amateur status that you're doing it at, but it's a professional, and you have to do it in a professional manner. So it does, time-consuming is probably the big thing there, and being, having the time for the put into the effort of being a really professional and a team that's going to compete at the top.
Eddie Brennan is a name that seems to be mentioned quite a bit, and I think that's getting fans very excited about what he could bring to the setup if he does take that step across the border and go from Kilkenny to Wexford. He has been in charge of the Laois Hurlers in the past and, you know, did bring them on a bit, but I suppose there's a different pressure taking up a job like Wexford. There'll be, you know, different expectations on him. Do you think he'd be up to the challenge?
I think there's no doubt that the likes of Eddie Brennan, you know, you'll hear other names mentioned, you know, I mean, Derek McGrath is another one that'll come to mind. You know, you'll hear all these, and they're well capable of managing the team. But I still think that, you know, we need to find one of our own, basically, for the try and put a team together for the try and make a big impact in the inter-county Ireland scene. And I think we have it inside the county. But as I say, whether they have the time or not, the likes of Eddie Brennan, Derek McGrath, these names are always going to be bantered about when there's any county team looking for an Ireland team looking for a manager at this stage.
JJ Doyle is somebody from the county, but he's decided to take his hat out of the ring, posting there that he's to step away from inter-county action after, you know, years working with the senior men's side and, of course, the camogie as well. So he's been a brilliant servant to the county as well, hasn't he?
Oh, he has indeed, and like no one will forget the under-21 teams that was involved in, and that's what you're probably trying to, you know, they're the team now that are the backbone of the senior team, and you know he has put in a serious effort. He was involved in minor as well, under-21, so his allegiance to Wexford is undeniable.
And you mentioned earlier on there about Liam Dunn bringing through some of those Leinster Minor finalists during his time, and you know we had a Leinster Minor final during the week, didn't go our way unfortunately, but a decent performance I suppose from the Wexford Hurlers, and hopefully something to build on next year.
I would think so, and we wouldn't be winning minor Leinster titles too often, but you can recognise when you have a good team, and that were a very, very good team, well put together by the management structure that they had. They've been with them there since 2013. They were very, very unlucky in the night, and you know, we probably were the better team, a bit like, say, the senior Leinster drawing game this year, that we were the better team, just didn't, the chances didn't go our way, but at least we're creating them chances, and we have the talent for to be able to do that. So it is going forward, and I think the Wexford set up, whoever comes in definitely has the talent to try and, you know, get within Leinster finals or All-Ireland semi-finals or All-Ireland finals. And again, when you look back over the last number of years, the 5 years that we had, we were very, any time we take in the field, you know, we've always put up a serious fight, never give up on any ball. And I think that was the one thing that Davey brought to that team, that you'd fight for every ball and every inch. And that was why we were always there or thereabouts when it came to the last 5 minutes in any game.
And finally, you know, the attention will turn now to the club championships next weekend. How do you rate Gorey's chances going into the championship this year?
Sure, as a Gorey man, you'll always look to your own. I suppose, you know, last year we reached the county final. You'd like to think that we might go on further, but we played the Rapparees in the very first game, and, you know, it's always been a point or two. They were unlucky not to beat us last year in the very first game. We're looking to come out on top. But I think there's any team, maybe five or six teams within the county, and that's why I say that there is good talent within the county, but there's only five or six teams there, and I think it was proven last year when the Shelves came through and they could actually win the, but it's nice to think it's only 2 weeks away and we're getting ready to go into our local championships. That's good.